This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. I think I should run for president of Brazil. Brazil is going to elect a new president in October. Why not me? I would be one of but a couple candidates not accused of corruption, making me uniquely qualified. If I became president of Brazil, the first thing I would do is funnel every available dollar towards building roads, railways, bridges, and ports. Basically, I would appoint myself the czar of infrastructure. Brazil has the money to build. I know they do. It just gets mismanaged, misdirected, and otherwise gets eaten up by the monster of bureaucracy. By the time the money reaches its final destination, it has been gobbled up from various parties to the point there is not enough left to build the original project. Nobody is immune from it. It is amazing how the corruption and bureaucracy can indirectly affect Brazil's agriculture industry. How does it happen? It starts with the state-run oil companies. Brazil's largest company, Petrobras, is run by the government. There may have been a time when Petrobras acted as a responsible, transparent oil company, but most people can't remember back that far. Over the years, the party that was in power realized they could use Petrobras as their own personal piggy bank. Petrobras grew, as did the bribes. It culminated in 2014 when all of the corruption became so big and so many people had their hands in the cookie jar that it imploded. As the scandal unraveled, so did Petrobras' stock. Petrobras could no longer provide the government revenue that was necessary. Needing to make up for the shortfall, Petrobras and the government began raising its fuel prices. As fuel is both controlled and heavily taxed by the federal government, this was essentially a tax placed on the people to help bear the cost of the destruction created by the few. This, of course, did not go over well with the trucking industry. Early this summer, truckers began a major strike, shutting down highways and road-dependent commerce. Brazilians quickly discovered how dependent they were on highways. In less than a week, grocery stores were running out of produce. Hospitals were running out of medical supplies. The consequences of a production-generated economy highly dependent upon a meager transport system quickly came to light. To ultimately appease the truckers, the government is now mandating a minimum increase in freight costs. The Land Transportation Agency has the authority to issue new freight rates at any time the price of fuel increases by 10%. For relatively short transportation distances, these minimum freight distances have little effect, such as in southern Brazil. But in the northern grain production areas, the impact will be substantial. The establishment of a new minimum freight rate in Brazil has already had immediate consequences, none of which are good. At a minimum, the government contends that the cost of freight will only increase 12%. Agriculture proponents argue that the cost of freight will more than likely go up 20 to 40%, and in some extreme cases, even more. There are now reported cases where farmers who purchased their fertilizer a few months ago but have not yet taken delivery are being told they have to pay the freight increase to the fertilizer companies. As this law was put into action with virtually no warning, it caused freight prices to go up $20 per metric ton, in some cases overnight. Fertilizer companies who work on thin margins face delivering their product at cost and therefore refuse to deliver the fertilizer unless the farmer paid the difference. Truck manufacturers are loving it, though, as farmers rush to buy their own fleet of vehicles as contract freight becomes more expensive. Brazil's Secretary of Agriculture have publicly rebuked these freight charges as unconstitutional and demanded they be rescinded. However, the current president, Michel Temer, has stated his support for the freight increase. The agriculture industry carries a lot of weight in Brazil, but they are also one of the few economic sectors that are firing on all cylinders. The government needs money, and the only people that have it right now are the farmers. They had an excellent crop last season, and they have been pretty much single-handedly keeping Brazil out of a recession. Soybean prices are still profitable in Brazil, and with Chinese demand heading their way, I expect soybean prices in Brazil to expand as much as 5%. Like many things, a resolution to this freight issue will likely wait until the presidential elections. The current president has extremely low support and is the poster child for a lame duck. The next Brazilian president may have been chosen last week, despite the election being several weeks away. One of the leading presidential contenders, Jair Bolsonaro, was stabbed during a campaign rally. He is expected to make a full recovery. The Brazilian stock market shot up nearly 2% overnight as the market perceives the attack on Bolsonaro as the final push he needed. As Ronald Reagan can attest, when shot by John Hinckley Jr., attempted murder usually works to rally supporters and develop an image as a martyr. Following in the footsteps of the United States, Brazil has become angry and completely disenfranchised from all the government corruption and inaction. Jair Bolsonaro is all fire and fury as he verbally supports law enforcement cracking down on crime by shooting the bad guys in the streets. He doesn't have a politically correct bone in his whole body, which usually gets him into trouble as he marginalizes women and other minorities. Something different looks good on paper when faced with mediocre choices, but it doesn't always translate the way we want it to. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.